we're going all out, right? All out. I don't care anymore, honestly. Let's just do this, right? I'm letting you know everything as far as what's going on inside the matrix, right? Let's start with the food, okay? Let me let you first off understand that I've been in the food industry for almost 10 years of my life, right? Before here, starting the Infinite Cup, before doing everything in the digital world, right? In the 3D world, my 3D job was working in the grocery industry, right? My first job was picking peaches and plums when I was 14 years old, right? I know a lot about food. I'm a chef. I'm a very passionate foodie, as you would say, right? I've got tons of experience in the restaurant industry, all over. Okay, my point that I'm getting at is the food is poison. Okay, we all know that. Now, why would they poison the food? Why would it be so hard to access simple organic food? All right, this is not a conspiracy theory. Let's just start there. Okay, know that the food is poisoned. Right now, let's go into water. Right? You know all the bottled water is absolutely garbage. You know the fluoride is in the tap water. We know that a lot of states and certain countries don't even have access to clean water, okay? It's 2022, people. Why do we have such horrible living conditions on planet Earth? Meanwhile, we're talking about the metaverse and talking about this digital era and this age and all of these, you know, scientific things, right? Those are absolutely useless if we still have starving, hungry, thirsty people on our planet. All right. Now, we know the food is garbage. We know it has a lot of effort just to simply get organic food, right? And everything used to be organic 40, 50 years ago. Now, moving forward, you know that the fluoride, the tap water is garbage, even bottled water, right? You don't want to spend your money on that. That is not the solution either. You actually need to just get simple spring water, access to a spring locally. Okay, is the best way to do this, or just filling up the jugs yourself, right? You've seen videos here on my channel all about this, okay? Now, the next phase is the air, the environment, right? Simply living in a big city, a big Babylon city, like LA, where I used to live, okay, is a 15% less life expectancy, all right? I'm really into longevity, I'm into health, okay? You want to live long, you got to be in nature, right? You got to live a simple life. All right, and that's what this is all about, is the Matrix has stolen the idea that a simple life is actually okay, that it's actually justified in our society, right? Because here I am living off grid. I'm the crazy guy, right? That's building my own home, collecting my own rainwater, living away from, I don't have electricity, right? I have solar panels out here. I'm collecting the energy from the sun and using that to post this video and to record this podcast and do everything that I do on an everyday basis. All right. So yes, you can do everything you can. And I'm trying to lead by example here and show you that the digital things that you have in your life that you're attached to, you can actually use them for positivity and you don't even need to be stuck in the Babylon. You can actually do something for what I call the highest good of all. That's what it comes down to. All right. Now, the 3D game and the duality and this matrix control, that's not serving the highest good of all. Right. This is serving more greed. Lust, power, you know, these lower vibrations, these lower energies that are trapping mankind in this lower vibration is not the solution and will never be the solution. This evolution, this thing that you're on right now, this dance, right, that we call samsara, the cycle of birth and death, you came here to go into something higher, more expansive, right? We call that 5D right now. Yes, there's a sixth dimension, seventh and eighth, but we don't want to get into that. It's not the time. We need to understand that the fifth dimensional frequency point and this thing that we call unconditional love is what we are here to do. And there is a force. There is an opposition, right? There is a Team Slytherin is what I like to call it, right? Because there is a lot of dark negative energy out there, right? And you can see those people lurking in the shadows, right? And at any moment, right, if you're not shining your brightest self, right, then they can just creep on in. So know that all of this is happening because when your shields are down, right, when you're vulnerable, when the fear has crept in, right, and completely taking control of you, that is exactly what they want. That is exactly what's happening on purpose. You see, that's where the division and the divide and control kicks in. You see, because now we're divided from within, not against a government, not against this or against that. We've been tired of political leaders and governments for ages, right? That's old paradigm stuff. This is coming from within all of us. Our brothers and sisters right here going against each other through the beliefs, through quote-unquote dis-ease, right? a virus, right? This programming, this energy, right? All of this is happening for a reason, right? And I wouldn't be surprised if this video has already gotten taken down and another strike on my channel, right? And I don't care anymore, right? I'm doing it because this needs to happen for the collective. You need to understand that there is an energy that is keeping you from awakening. You see, unless you put in the work, unless you actually do something about it, it will take over. In fact, it already has taken over because it's the majority. You see what I mean? So now here we are in the minority, this very, very small percentage, talking about this control. So congratulations. You made it through the other side. You've made it through to the shepherd, right? You've become the chosen one. You've become a part of this 144,000. You understand that there is a necessity to what's going on right now. Right? So it's not about this fight anymore. You see, it's not about conspiracy theories or bringing up, you know, who did what or blaming at all. You see, because that's feeding the duality. That's feeding the 3D. What we have to do is practice authenticity, show up with unconditional love every single moment. And that's not easy. I'm not here to tell you that it's easy and sugarcoat everything and feed you a bunch of lies. Honestly, I'm here to tell you that every single day you have to put in the work. And yes, you're going to get triggered. And yes, you're going to find these mirrors that through other souls that are going to show you where you're reflecting and show you where you're at. And that's where the work needs to be done. Every single time, right? It's not about isolation. It's not about building away. No, it's about coming in tune with all of this energy and showing up and representing 5D. All right. So let me know in the comment section right now. I represent 5D. If you're listening over there on the podcast, jump over anywhere on my social media. Let's talk. Let's commune, right? Let's create this satsang, this energy, right? Where we can all participate at a higher level and calibrate to that higher frequency. You know what I'm talking about, all right? So let's all do this. I'm ready, as you can tell. Like, this is something that I've been waiting for, honestly, because mankind, right, doesn't need to be at that lower vibration anymore. You see, we are ready on the collective level to ascend, you see, and all of what we are experiencing in that darkness needs to get purged out before we can experience the light. So remember that, right? Because those are just these infinite things that are going to happen on the spectrum of the darkness being purged until all of us are rising up together. All right? Shout out to all the Patreon members, everybody over on Signal. I'll see all of you in the chat room there. If you want to join, you know where the links are in the description, okay? Get around all this censorship and crazy stuff that's happening right now. I'll see all of you there, okay? Until next time, infinite love, infinite peace.